The Artemis 1 mission is actually the first attempt at returning humans to the moon after more than 5 decades. The last manned mission on the moon was in December 1972. And the mission is going to launch a new rocket called the SLS, the Space Launch System, a very expensive, very heavy launch vehicle. And it's going to take the Orion capsule into space. The Orion capsule is being developed for more than 15 years now. And it had one test flight in 2014. And now it's going to finally make a round trip around the moon, get into some kind of lunar orbit, and then head back. The full mission is supposed to be 42 days, 6 weeks. And of course, test all the systems of this capsule and its service module, which is the European built. And if everything goes well, the next mission, Artemis 2, is supposed to be a manned flight around the moon without landing in 2024. And if that goes well, the year after, 2025, they schedule the first manned landing.
So part of this mission, as you said, is to test all the systems and to make sure that it is okay for the next stage, which is to actually send astronauts there.
Yes, of course, safety is a major issue, but also the navigation, communication, and all other features that the spacecraft needs.
Now, Israel has a part in this current launch, is that correct?
Yes, one of the concerns in the space flight, especially in deep space outside the Van Allen belts, which protect us from solar radiation, is the radiation that the sun emits during solar storms. And an Israeli company named Stemrad has developed a protective vest, which protects the main organs in the body, which contain bone marrow and are susceptible to radiation damage. And this vest is going to be tested. There are three mannequins aboard. One of them is testing the spacesuit that intended for use on Artemis missions. And the two others are taking part in an Israeli-German experiment to test this protective vest. One of them is named Helga, which is the control team. And the other one, named Zohar, is wearing the vest, and they will all be tested for the radiation levels they are exposed to during the mission.
With all of the various advances in exploration and searching, why send or why aspire to send people back to the moon?
Well, first of all, the aim of the Artemis program is to send people to the moon, send men to the moon for an extended stay, and eventually setting up a research station or even a small colony of people who would live and work there for a very extended period. The reason, the main reason for this is to use the moon as sort of a training camp or preparation system or study ground for future missions to Mars. There are many things different between moon and Mars, but also many similarities. A very challenging environment. A lot of things have to be taken into consideration when you live up there. You have to supply yourself with water, with food, with electricity, protection from environment, very hostile environment, extreme temperatures, radiation, micrometeoroids, and so on. And the moon can be a very effective test ground for technologies that will later be used on Mars and maybe even in further exploration of our solar system.
And at the end of the day, generally speaking, does this also reflect, or perhaps in the planning, that there is something more qualitative in having a person on the moon as opposed to developing the development of robotics and technology, tools that can be remotely controlled?
Yeah, we have the technology to do a lot of robotic exploration on the moon and in other environments. There are several robotic vehicles operating on Mars, for example, as we speak. And sending humans there is, first of all, I think, a general interest, a human interest story. When you send an astronaut or astronauts you generate more interest, more public interest, more funding, and eventually, you know, you want to satisfy the human need for exploration, and robots can replace it to a certain extent, but they're not really a substitute for boots on the ground or human eyes in new places and territories.